Thank you, Mike. Like to share with you some of the progress we are making in breeding for frost tolerance in potatoes. Like to acknowledge that this work is in collaboration with the International Potato Center, Dave Ellis, and with the National Potato Program in Peru. They have helped us do the field evaluation in the highlands where frost is really a big issue. The crosses were made by John Bamberg, and John and I have had collaboration on this project for over 20-some years. So this is how potatoes are grown in Wisconsin. They are high-yielding, but they are very frost-sensitive, usually killed by a mild frost at about -2, -3 degrees Celsius. But potatoes, as you know, originated in the Andes. There are some wild relatives of potatoes that are grown in these mountains up to about 14,000 feet or 4,000 some meters that are also frost hardy. There is another sort of site where we have been working near Cusco, near Machu Picchu. But most of the frost hardy potatoes are bitter potatoes. They have high glycoalkaloids, and they're also very small in size. So they're not commercially desirable tubers. But they have tremendous tolerance to frost. They can survive, some of them, down to -10, -12 degrees Celsius. So this is some of our trials. I just give you some pictures of our recent trials near Puno, which is about 4,000 meter. And we were there in January of 2015. And remember, January in Peru is midsummer. So this is the middle of the growing season, and there was a frost, a -3 degree, and all the potatoes grown that are now cultivated, presently cultivated, very frost sensitive, and the field was turned brown. You can see a little bit close up here. And as you're driving down to our field, you see snowfall and hails. This is middle summer, and this is what part of the things that climate change has created, unpredictable weather and more frequent episodes of things like frost in these mountain areas. So in the Altiplano, which is the high altitude plains where a lot of potatoes are grown in the Andes, hardiness of 1 to 2 degrees Celsius gain will increase potato yield by 30 to 40%. You could go higher up in the mountains and plant our potatoes. So our potato, very sensitive to frost, but if we can increase its hardiness, we can go up in these mountains and start producing. And now the 63,000 hectares in Peru and Bolivia are affected by this frost-prone areas. And 60% of this area is planted with those bitter potatoes because our potatoes will not make it because of the prevalence of frost. So it's a real issue for this area of the world to produce good-sized potatoes and that are frost-tolerant. So our objective has been to combine the desired cultivar traits of our cultivated, you know, tetraploid potatoes with frost tolerance trait of the wild type. So combine those two and select for good yield and frost tolerance. Just to give you a little bit of background, frost hardiness in potato has been composed of two major components. One is what we call non-acclimated tolerance. That is, when plants are growing at normal temperature, and if frost comes, it will kill the plant when the ice is formed in the tissue. But there's another component we call acclimation ability. See, if the frost was preceded by cold period, which many times it is, then there are some plants that are able to sort of sense the climate change and acclimate and become hardier within few days. And so those two major traits are what we are trying to gain, because for a frost that comes all of a sudden in these mountains, non-acclimated tolerance is very important, because plants have not gained any tolerance due to cold. But if frost is preceded by cold period, then acclimation ability becomes important. So you have to select for both to be realistic for the field studies. So fortunately, we have species like Solanum commersoni, which is hardy to begin with, but also able to acclimate. So they survive to -4, -5, and with a brief period of cold, they can survive down to -10, -12. And our potatoes, the tuberosum, is sensitive but unable to acclimate. It lacks both of those components. So desired traits are high non-acclimated tolerance and high acclimation capacity. So like I said, sudden frost, non-acclimated tolerance is important, and cold exposure before frost, acclimation ability is important. So we've used John Hulgeson's hybrid. He created a somatic hybrid of this commersoni, which is very hardy species and able to acclimate, with tuberosum. And what we have done is we made a back cross of that hybrid with tuberosum to select for good tuber type and yield, as well as frost tolerance, and also selfed it. And so we select it very precisely. We are fortunate we have a Biotron facility at the University of Wisconsin where we can simulate any kind of environment in a large room and select for both non-acclimated and acclimated tolerance. And so for many years of work, we came up with a number of clones that were hardy to about -3 before acclimation, and then were able to acclimate down to -4.7. And remember, 1 to 2 degree gain is a big gain for potato. Okay, if we can move the hardiness from -3 to -4, we can almost double the production in the Andes of good potatoes. Okay, so they look very good tuber type. These are looking like tetraploid, good yielding potatoes, and they have good tuber size. This is a selfed progeny. And this is back cross progeny again, good tuber size and good hardiness. And in 2005, I became the default breeder, because we were looking for a breeder. Our breeder, potato breeder, had decided to become molecular and not do the breeding. So I became the breeder for our state. And at that time, we went to Peru to see if some of these clones, how will they perform in the high Andes. And this is from one of the field trials in the 2006, where there was a frost of -6. And we were trying, like I said, together with International Potato Center and INEA, their help in the field trials. And we got potatoes formed, but not so good as we had expected from our selection in Wisconsin. And they survived better, some tubers, but not the kind of tubers we saw in Wisconsin. And it occurred to us that we have not selected for the short days that are in the Andean environment. These potatoes are, evolved to be adapted to short days to produce tubers in the Andean region. And we bred that out as the Europeans brought those potatoes to Europe and then to North America. So we had to go back to Solanum indigena as the source, because that is the now cultivated potato in the Andes. All the cultivars are derived from these native potatoes. And we crossed that with the somatic hybrid and produced new progeny that we then selected for hardiness. And we went to the field for selection. So this was done in field selection. This is our 2013 trials in Puno. Like I said, it's about 4,000 meters. Frost is very common in the growing season, even in midsummer there. And we got some good clones from this. This is one of them, and there's another one. And these are fingerlings type, but we crossed it with tuberosum type so that we can get good yield and good size. So show you some of the data. Now here is, for comparison, a local variety called Loca. And the yield of some of our clones, quite good. So H35, 59, P1 and P2, quite good yield. Almost double the yield, or more than double the yield from compared to when there's another clone, very good yield. And when we looked at the frost damage to the foliage, compared to the local variety, we are getting better frost protection. So, like less than 10% of the foliage damage as compared to close to 30% of the foliage damage. So this is one of our location for field trial where there was no frost damage. You can see very good field. And this is another location, Ilpa, where there was a very severe frost, and the same clones grown about 30 miles apart, their performance, you know, is hindered by frost. And in that year, when we compared the yield of our clones in the two locations as the percentage of the better location, percentage where there was no frost, some of our clones performed almost 80% compared to the non-frost area. So under frost, we are getting pretty good yield compared to some of the native varieties. So in conclusion, you know, we are making some progress. We made good progress for our environment type, and now for the last few years, we have been trying, and there are two clones that are coming close to releasing some varieties. There are multiple trials going on this year at many locations to test those clones, and we are hoping to release a variety in the next 2-3 years. So thank you. I hope there's some time for that. Yeah, the glycoalkaloids, you have to do a lot to get it to reduce. Select for many, many. Yes.
But your new clones are much lower.
Right. And also, if more back crosses you make with the, you know, cultivated type, less glycoalkaloids there are. So, yes. I'm sorry, repeat the question.
If they grow in temperatures, would they change often those clones that you develop? For instance, in frost, would they require for growing the same temperatures around 10 degrees?
No, that's not necessarily true. The question was, will the frost-tolerant plant grow better in the cold versus the warm? No, there is no relationship. But if you give the potatoes like 20 degrees Celsius as the best temperature. You know, I keep telling my student the best temperature for potato is the temperature that we like. You know, 20 degrees Celsius. So if you have that temperature, all potatoes grow very well at that. And some, of course, tolerate heat. Some tolerate cold, depending upon the gene pool they have.